Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Saturday, August 15th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Wall Street Breakfast is brought to you by Seeking Alpha Premium. Unlock the power of Seeking Alpha through our articles, data, and advanced tools. Try it today at seekingalpha.com/premium. Here's what moved markets this week. Stocks drifted through the Friday session before flatlining at the end on light volume, weighed down by technology, healthcare, and utilities. Buying enthusiasm left the S&P 500 after two sessions of just missing out on a record close, but the index still managed to close slightly higher for the week. U.S. Treasury yields rose, with the benchmark 10-year note rising above 0.7% for the first time since late June. Higher U.S. real yields drove investors out of precious metals during the week, sending gold to its first weekly drop in more than 2 months. The dollar continued to trade with a heavy tone as U.S. consumer sentiment remained weak in August, and retail sales moderated in July from June. The apparent lack of a stimulus bill from Congress until September suggests that August data will continue on a downward trend. The timeline for a U.S. aid package is still unclear, as Democrats and Republicans were not able to renew negotiations. President Trump, meanwhile, announced four executive actions to work around the impasse, including a $400 weekly enhanced jobless benefit, a quarter of which will be covered by states, as well as student loan relief, efforts against evictions, and a payroll tax holiday. A second round of stimulus checks must be approved by Congress. States can either use money already appropriated by the federal government to provide the 25% of unemployment benefits, according to Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, or they can request a waiver from Trump. Beijing sanctioned 11 American officials in retaliation for similar measures imposed by the U.S. Treasury Department over Hong Kong. Speaking of the new national security law, Jimmy Lai, the outspoken publisher of Hong Kong's pro-democracy newspaper Apple Daily, was arrested Monday on suspicion of foreign collusion, sending a chill across the financial hub. Investors were already on edge after President Trump signed two executive orders banning WeChat and TikTok, while high-level trade talks between U.S. and Chinese officials will take place this weekend. As far as I know, a vaccine against a new coronavirus infection has been registered this morning for the first time in the world, Russian President Vladimir Putin declared Tuesday. I know that it works quite effectively, forms a stable immunity, and, I repeat, has passed all the necessary checks. He added that one of his daughters was vaccinated against COVID-19, though experts and public health officials voiced concerns, given the lack of Phase 3 trials that normally last for months and involve thousands of people. The retail bros appear to be at it again, as Robinhood joined the rest of the brokerage industry by publishing monthly trading data. The startup saw 4.3 million daily average revenue trades, or DARTs, in June, outperforming all of the publicly traded incumbent brokerage firms. TD Ameritrade was the next highest monthly total at 3.84 million DARTs. Interactive Brokers saw 1.8 million DARTs, followed by Charles Schwab and E-Trade at 1.8 million and 1.1 million respectively. Robinhood's DARTs during Q2 more than doubled compared to the prior 3 months, while all three of its top days based on trading volume happened in June. As the White House and Democratic leaders struggled to restart coronavirus relief negotiations, Senator Kamala Harris of California was announced as Joe Biden's running mate for the 2020 presidential election. On the economic side of things, Harris is for a $15 an hour minimum wage, advocated for closer regulatory scrutiny of big tech, and has proposed taxing Wall Street trades and derivative transactions to pay for her Medicare for All health care plan. She's also promoted a tax credit for the middle class and rent relief, supports the Green New Deal, but has opposed the Trans-Pacific Partnership and NAFTA. Gold plunged 4.6% on Tuesday to settle at $1,946.30 per ounce, for its steepest one-day dollar decline since April 15, 2013, and marking the biggest percentage slide since March 13. Other precious metals also took a beating, with silver down 11%, giving up all of its gains since the start of August, as well as losses for platinum and palladium. The precious metals complex was driven by a drop in rates, a steady increase in inflation expectations, and a falling U.S. dollar, according to Bart Melick, head of commodity strategies at TD Securities. The rally is now giving up some of these gains as these drivers lose momentum. After shares tripled in value this year and rose nearly sixfold over the past 12 months, Tesla approved a 5-for-1 split to make stock ownership more accessible to employees and investors. Each stakeholder of record on August 21st will receive a dividend of 4 additional shares that will begin trading on a stock split adjusted basis on August 31st. The decision follows a similar move by Apple, which announced a 4-for-1 split last month, as well as criticism from Elon Musk that Tesla's stock price was too high. Plunging in the first 2 months of the pandemic, the Consumer Price Index came roaring back, posting a gain that was double what economists had been expecting. U.S. inflation picked up pace as consumer prices jumped 0.6% again in July, mirroring the June increase. It was driven up by new and used car prices, but falling oil and food prices kept a lid on gains. The news came as the U.S. budget deficit climbed to $2.81 trillion in the first 10 months of the budget year, exceeding any on record. San Francisco Superior Court Judge Ethan Schulman granted a preliminary injunction against Uber and Lyft, but paused the order for 10 days to give the companies time to appeal the decision. California Attorney General Xavier Becerra and a trio of city attorneys previously filed for the injunction to force the ride-hailing services to comply with a new state law and immediately stop classifying their drivers as contractors. The decision, known as Assembly Bill 5 or AB 5, would weigh heavily on their business models and other gig economy companies. Epic Games sued Apple Thursday night over Fortnite's removal from the App Store over a payment dispute, and additionally sued Google following the game's removal from the Play Store. While Fortnite remains available on Android, we can no longer make it available on Play because it violates our policies, Google said in a statement, though it let Android customers know the game was available elsewhere. Now that Epic has stepped into the ring, allies like Spotify and Match Group are starting to speak up with words that could help fuel the antitrust case against Apple. How are mall owners coping with the coronavirus crisis? They're looking to scoop up high-profile tenants. Fresh off a deal to buy Brooks Brothers out of bankruptcy for $325 million with Authentic Brands, Simon Property Group, the largest U.S. mall owner, and Brookfield Property Partners, another major shopping center player, entered advanced talks to purchase JCPenney's retail operations. Simon has also been exploring the possibility of turning over space left by ailing department stores like Penny into Amazon distribution hubs. Wall Street Breakfast is brought to you by Seeking Alpha Premium. Unlock the power of Seeking Alpha at seekingalpha.com/premium. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to seekingalpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.